Retail store operations and management, chapter 11, stock management. In this chapter, we'll be learning about stocks. By the end of this chapter, you should be able to understand store, warehouse operations, product availability and escalations, shrinkage, dump management, managing expired and damaged products, stock returns, scrap sales and disposal. Stock movement happens through warehouse located at the back of the store at the basement in the same premises in a small place. Now, every store, whether it's a hypermarket or whether it's a departmental store, has a warehouse or a back store warehouse. Normally what happens, the stock gets transferred from the vendor or from the company where they buy, from a centralized warehouse. It comes to the store. There is a place allocated which is called a back stock area or a store warehouse where it comes and the stocks are inverted. Warehouse receives the product either from the company distribution center or directly from vendors. So what happens is, normally in case of hypermarkets, there are different vendors. Like if there is a milk product, Amul, or where there is a complex product like Kellogg's. So there are different vendors. So either they will directly send to the company warehouse to a distribution center which is located centrally, and they from there it goes to the store, or sometimes the vendors directly deliver to the stores. Products with lesser shelf life or products with lesser shelf life or need special transport vehicles are received from vendors directly. Example, ice creams, dairy products and frozen items. So perishable goods like ice cream or any other frozen products, frozen peas, frozen parathas are directly delivered to the store since they have a very less shelf life. So they need a specialized vehicle which is frozen. So once the vendor, they use a specialized vehicle, frozen vehicle, they put that product in that and that gets delivered directly to the store. Product has received are checked and then moved to the store for stacking and display. So products once dispatched from the DC, from distribution center or from the vendor directly, are taken at the store warehouse. That's normally counted by the store warehouse person, store in charge, in front of a security guard. They both match the quantity against the challan versus the invoice. Once they are counted, they are inverted inside in the system. There are a lot of software system available. Probably they can use a SAP, SAP, or they can use any other software which is used by retailers. Once the inverting is done, it gets stacked on the floor and instead can get displayed. Excess stocks are put away at warehouse location only for replenishment to store base. So normally, as we know that there is, every store has a display capacity, there is a planogram. So once the stocks are received, as per the planogram, the quantity is displayed at the front end and whatever is left is kept at the back storage for replenishment purpose. The best example would be if there is a size 12 pieces of shirt now or 24 pieces of shirts, which is two size sets, small, medium, large, extra large. So one size set goes on floor and remaining is kept at the back stock. So the moment somebody buys a medium size shirt, the medium size is replenished from the back stock and it's kept in the front display and the entire size set is displayed. Reverse logistics of any product from store to vendor or DC strictly routed through the warehouse only and as per complete and correct documentation. So normally sometimes there are reverse logistics involved. In case of hypermarket or food products, the products which are near expiry are sent to the vendor or are sent back to the distribution center or a centralized warehouse. So that's called reverse logistics. Or probably in case of apparels, there are, the season has come to an end. There is an end of season sale which has happened and the summer 16 or old season stock needs to be sent back. So again, there is a reverse logistic involved in that. And whatever is outwarded is again routed through the warehouse, from the store warehouse to the DC, to the distribution center, and from there it goes back to the vendor or it gets scrapped. Warehouse is manned by a manager and his team of executives who overlook the various functions of receiving, documentation, stock flow, put away, stock return, damages and scrap sales. As we are aware that every store has a hierarchy, there is a store warehouse in charge, there is a warehouse manager at store level itself. So this person reports either to the assistant store manager or to the store manager. Now it is primarily his basic job and his KRA, key result areas, where entire stock operations comes under the purview of him. He has to check whatever stocks come in, he has to do the entries in the system, in the required registers as per the standard operating procedure of this store. So once the stocks come in, he has to follow his checklist. he has to do replenishment. He has to check whether whatever stocks are there goes back on floor and it gets like it gets sold out. And in case if there is some mail or there is some communication with regards to head office for sending stocks back. So in case of hypermarket, some stocks which are near expiry or some brand which is discontinued needs to go back. So it is his entire operations, warehouse operations, where he has a support team. Probably he has a two or three guys working, two or three staff working under him. And it is his job to ensure that the stock, the store is always available, the stock already is always there, and the replenishment happens time to time. In case anything has to go out, he has to do proper documentation. So when stocks come in, there is a security guard involved with him. They count the stock, they do the inverting. Similar process is followed when stock has to go out. They count it in front of security guard. They do requisite documentation. There is a gate pass which is required. There are seals, security seals. The counting happens and then the product goes out. Various functions of warehouse. Receiving stocks are received or inspected for correctness as per documents and also for proper packing, expiry dates, etc. So normally whenever if a company, an organization has a DC, which is called distribution center. Now this distribution center is mostly located outskirts of a city or probably where they have a huge area. So whenever stocks are transferred from distribution center to the store warehouse, there is a stock receiving note, which is called STN. Now different companies would use different terminologies. So there's a transfer from one location, location A, which is DC, to a store, location B. So there would be three documents involved. One is stock receiving note, or there would be a gate pass, a security gate pass issued by the centralized DC. So, and there would be an invoice which also would be generated from the DC to the store. Now the, it's the responsibility of the store warehouse person to check all these three documents. And he has to also count and inspect what quantity is mentioned in the document versus physical what stock has been received. In case of food apparel, in case of food hypermarkets, the warehouse in charge need to check the expiry date and as well as the proper packing is there or not, to ensure that in case it's a perishable product, then it needs to go on for immediately. Documentation for stocks received from company DC against the requisition days, transfer is in done and stock updated in system. However, for stocks as received from vendors, good receive note, GRN is prepared as per purchase order. All these documents are properly signed and stamped and filed. So once these goods are received, the person in the store warehouse person needs to make an entry in the system. So probably if it's SAP or any other software, they have to do a GRN, which is goods received note. So a number is generated that okay, 100 pieces of shirts have come. Just an example, 100 pieces of shirt have come. So the warehouse person will check the STN, the stock receiving note, whether it's come from vendor or whether it's come from DC. He'll cross check 100 pieces physically, makes an entry in the register, makes an entry in the system. All these documents are signed, the warehouse in charge signs, the security person signs, the GRN note, the invoice is stamped, and it's kept for filing for future reference purposes. Various functions of warehouse are stock flow through. Most of the stock is moved directly to floor in respective categories and stacked and displayed by floor staff. So moment the stocks are inverted, the warehouse in charge person will call the team leader or the department manager and he'll say, okay, so and so stock has come, so you better take it on floor. So the department manager as well as the floor manager, the warehouse manager, ensures that the stock is not kept in the back stock. It goes on the floor and it's displayed properly. Put away. Remaining excess stock is stored at warehouse for future replenishment to the floor. Adequate care is taken to label these cartons and bins for quick retrieval and also safeguard from pests and rodents. So most of the time there are excess stocks. Normally the organizations follow a 2-week cover. Normally they have so much stocks that even if you don't receive stock for next 2 weeks, you still have enough quantity to sell and help and service customers. So once an entire, for an example, if the entire size set of apparels or shirt is displayed, or entire size set of trousers is displayed as per the planogram and as per the display capacity, the remaining second set or the third set is kept at the back stock, plus it's kept in a carton or it's kept in a bin, and a proper marking has to be done. A proper marking, they write on the carton that okay, this is a particular style code, this is the particular style which is kept over there, and whenever a person wants to replenish, it would be quite easy for them to remove it and display it on floor. Again, the pest control comes under the purview of the warehouse manager. So he needs to ensure that he needs to be in touch with the store admin or store manager and ensure that regular pest control treatment happens so that the stocks is case if the stocks are safeguarded against pest and against rodents. Stock returns. Stock which are received from store are checked and then either returned to the DC or vendor. All the documents and proof of returns are filed properly. So in case normally every in apparels business there is season. So if there is a spring summer or there is autumn winter. Now if the spring summer season is over and there is an end of season sale which has happened, the stocks are sold out on a discounted rate and whatever is left, as per the instruction, the head office will either send an email or a communication stating, okay, send this stock back to the vendor or send this stock back to the distribution center, which is DC. Now, all this reverse logistic also happens with the help of the warehouse manager. So once these stocks are sent from floor to the back stock, the warehouse person will count it. He'll make entry in the system, whether it's a SAP, SAP system or any other software used by the organization. Again, transfer note is made, a stock transfer note is made, required entries are made in the register, and that has the stocks gets counted. Once it gets loaded in front of the once the stock gets loaded in the vehicle, it's counted by the security guard as well as the warehouse support person and the warehouse manager. All documents are signed, checked, and they are filed for future reference. Damages as per terms of trade with vendor, non-returnable stocks, either expired or damaged, have to be disposed of. A separate location is marked to store which products which are studied by stock control and merchandise for seeking necessary approval to dispose of as damages. Now, this is primarily related for fruits and vegetable business where the damages are high and perishable items. So normally what happens, there is a certain percentage of damages allowed by the merchandiser as well as the stock controller. So once they identify that, okay, so and so, just an example of fruits and vegetable, if so and so apples are damaged, also in so and so quantity of cauliflower or cabbage is damaged, the stock controller and the merchandiser, they take approval, proper approval, and they dispose these damages. So in case if there is a damaged shirt or in case of apparels, there is proper approvals is taken, and once the approval is taken via email and once the approval is taken via email. Or from any other source of communication, then the damages are disposed of. Scrap sales. Some of the products that are to be disposed of can be sold as scrap, for which the warehouse team coordinates with the scrap dealer and sells same. And income is generated in terms of scrap sales, which offsets the margin loss to a certain income. Now there is normally a lot of scrap which gets generated at store level. So it can be cartons which has been received from the store or empty cartons. The cartons which were used for doing a delivery, or there is some products which has got defective and now it has to go in scrap. So normally a store follows a process of getting three quotations, or there are approved vendor on the list, scrap vendors on the list. So once the scrap is identified, it has been shown to the store manager. The store manager goes, takes necessary approval in case of merchandisers are involved. And once the scrap are sold, the money which is generated via scrap gets generated as scrap sales. It's an income to the store as well as to the organization. And it gets offset as a margin loss to a certain income. So normally when you do a sale, you get margins. And in case the product is defective or it got damaged and now it has to be scrapped, so it reduces your margin. Product availability and escalations. Customer visits the store with specific brand and pack in mind and is dissatisfied if he does not find the same at store. So it is again the responsibility of the warehouse in charge to check what stocks he is holding at the back stock. So in case if the store warehouse person doesn't do his work or doesn't do his responsibility, the stock doesn't go on flow. Now again, there would be a department manager or a team leader. If he is also not doing his job, he is not doing his duties properly, he doesn't do the replenishment, and if a customer visits and he needs a particular product, in case of apparels, he need a specific 36 waist size trouser, and if that's not replenished, it will leave him dissatisfied, and again it's a loss of sale for the store. So when a customer buys an alternate brand but he has to face the stockout problem in repeated visits, a negative perception about the store is created, which may lead to customer choosing to switch over to other competitor store. So normally if a customer visits once, twice, and he doesn't get the same product, although he knows that this particular organization keeps the particular brand, and if it's not available for a regular from regular periods within next 2 months, 3 months, 4 months time, probably the customer makes a perception that okay, this store is not keeping the stocks what I need, and he would change his he would give his business to some other competitor. And product availability is a key objective for any retail store. So as again, once I'll repeat the same point, that it's an entire cycle where every team member from the store, whether it's a salesperson, whether it's a team leader or a department manager, assistant store manager, or a store manager, warehouse in charge, everybody is responsible for customer satisfaction. Now, in case if any product is not available, it will lead to a negative feedback for this store, and the store might lose business. Once the store starts losing business, it will not be able to do their targets, it will not be able to generate profits, and it would be a loss for organization. To ensure regular availability of product, sourcing and replenishment has to be done by buyer in advance. So normally there are merchandisers and buyers in every organization, and they keep on checking the reports. They know what product is available at they generate a lot of reports, and at store level they know that at what store is holding what quantities. So they have to be well prepared in advance, that they have to ensure the store has products for next 2-3 weeks, and regular replenishment has to be done. So he has to be proactive. The buyer at the head office or the regional office has to be very proactive. He needs to keep an eye and also keep on talking to the store department manager to ensure that the store has all the products available well in advance. And he has to do the sourcing and buying so that the store is never out of stock. Auto replenishment software system calculates order value on basis of stock status, sales history, supply lead time, safety stock, etc. Auto replenishment software, auto replenishment software available which is called AutoRep in short. So the system calculates automatically. Now the very nice example of AutoRep would be in case of frozen articles or frozen, I will give you an example of Amul butter. Now probably there is a lead time, so once a particular store sells 20 pieces of Amul butter in a week, now maybe the sales would increase from on weekends, or probably on a Saturday, Sunday, or sales would increase during the first week of every month when every person gets in salary and they go and buy products which are needed, which are much needed. So an auto rep system calculates the order value. So once it's a system wherein now you have an example that okay, 20 pieces are sold in a week. So once they put a threshold limit that okay, 15 pieces are sold, it generates a auto rep PO. The PO is purchase order which is sent to the vendor. It gets generated, it's sent to the vendor, and it also calculates the sales history, how much it has sold in the last week, what would be the supply time from the vendor to the store directly, because it's a frozen product, so it would not go to a DC, and from DC it would come to the store. So in most cases, in case of frozen products, it might get delivered to the store directly. So it also calculates the supply lead time, safety, because since it's need a specialized vehicle, so it cannot be delivered in normal vehicle, so the safety is also taken care of, and the stock safety is also taken care in that. So auto rep system has already helped, that it triggers a system where it generates a PO. That is one aspect. Second aspect is, it in case the product is manufactured by the same organization, the stock is lying in the DC or a distribution center, so the merchandiser or buyer will initiate a transfer from DC to the store as well. So it can work with vendors as well, it can work with internal DC system, it can the auto rep system can work for vendors, it can also work for the DC as well. The calculation can be affected if there is stock mismatch, that is physical stock on floor does not match with the stock in the system. Now auto rep system will go haywire in case the stock correction is not done at store level. Now the classic case would be there's one size set of shirts available which is small, medium, large, extra large. Now just an example, the barcode of medium size shirt is missing. Now if a customer has come and has bought a large size shirt and he uses the cash till. Now in a hurry, the cashier, instead of scanning the large size, he scans the middle size. He uses the barcode of size medium. Now there is a stock inventory mismatch. So the auto rep system will go haywire because physically the medium size is not available, only the large size is available. So this calculation can be affected, the auto wrap system can go haywire if there is a stock mismatch on flow. Also availability is affected when there are fill rate issues from the vendor end. Now if the order is placed for 20 shirts and the vendor has dispatched only 15, now again the availability will get affected, as the system has, the store needs 20 pieces vis-a-vis vendor has supplied only 15. Again it will issue, again it will result into the non-availability, the customer not being happy, and the future orders get affected. Shrinkage is a difference between physical stock and stock recorded in the books or reflecting in software system. So shrinkage, normally what happens when you have 10 pieces of shirt and once it's inverted, the system count shows 10, and when you physically check, it has to be physically, the 10 pieces should be available. Now the difference between the physical stock and the system stock is called the shrinkage. The reasons for shrinkage are classified as below: unknown shrinkage, employee theft, shoplifting by customer, vendor theft, or a process lapse. It is difficult to trace the real reason for such variance. Now unknown shrinkage would be once you have a 10 pieces of stock which is inverted and the system is showing 10 pieces, but physically you have 8 pieces. Now the 2 pieces is variance. Now you cannot determine whether it's a shop employee theft, who employee has done a shoplifting, whether he has taken the shirt out or he has done a theft or he has given it to a friend. So that is one of the example. Shoplifting by a customer, so in case there are no security measure taken or customer goes into a trial room and he does the shoplifting, or he takes the shirt out, or he steals that product, is this is a thing from the customer, is a shoplifting, it's a shrinkage from customer's point of view. Vendor theft, so in case the vendor has generated invoice of 10 piece but physically is given 9 piece, and that gets not, the warehouse person doesn't detect it or the security guard doesn't detect it, so there would be a vendor theft. Or process lapse, so a process lapse would be in case the stock receiving note is of 10 pieces but the warehouse in charge person inverts the 5 pieces or he inverts 11 pieces, that would be a process lapse. Or the security guard doesn't count it, it gets undetected, so that is one of the reason of the shrinkage. Known shrinkage, documentation error, billing inaccuracy. It is possible to study the document trail and system to trace real reason for such variance. So in case the stock comes in, the warehouse person, the basic example as I said earlier, the stock receiving note or invoice has 10 pieces physically, but again while inverting, the warehouse person by mistake and puts 9 stock as in quantity, so there is a variance of -1. Or probably he does inverting of 11, then it's a positive variance. So physically the stock is not available, physically the stock is not available, the system is showing you a figure. So that's a reason, that's a known shrinkage. It's possible to study the document trail and system to trace the real reason for such variance. So once, if you do a global count is a terminology used by the retail organizations where normally every periodic there are different SOPs, standard operating procedures followed by different organizations where a stock count is done. So there can be weekly stock count, there could be periodic 15 days, there could be a monthly stock count. So in a global count, the physical quantity is calculated and system's quantities are matched. And whatever is variance, then the store warehouse person, the department manager and the store team, they sit together and they find out. So global count is normally a very important SOP parameter and audit parameter, and global counts are normally done for perfumes, watches, jewelry, expensive products. So once, if there is a variance, if there is a negative inventory, the system is showing 10 piece, physically it's a 9 piece, then the whole store team, the respective department managers, the warehouse person, they will check the trail right from the DC, what was the stock which was dispatched, what was inverted, who was person, the security guard available, who has inverted in the system, who has made entries in the register. They go out into detailed history and they check out the reason for variance. Employee theft, theft by internal staff. So in case the store has received 10 shirts, physically it's 9, and the reason being one shirt is pilfered or stolen by a staff, so that's a case of internal staff theft. Customer lifting by customer steals from the store and walks away without belling. Now, possibility is a customer is carrying a bag, probably a male customer or a female customer. He or she has picked a shirt, or he or she picked, in case of food products, normally the small articles like a Cadbury chocolate or some small juice packet. The one of example is a customer drinks the juice and throws away the Tetra pack, the small Tetra pack, or he takes a Cadbury in his pocket and walks out. So these are basically few examples where customer has come in the store, he has picked the product, he's pocketed it or he's put in a bag and he goes out without billing. So that's a shrinkage. Customer consumes the product in store and forgets to declare at billing counter. So this normally happens in hypermarket business where customer picks up a Tetra pack of juice or a soft drink and any other product, or probably a chas or a can, and he consumes that product on floor and forgets to declare the billing counter, doesn't pay for it. So it's a shrinkage. He throws the Tetra pack in a dustbin and disposes off and doesn't pay, which is again a loss to the organization. Customer swaps barcode on product so that a low value barcode gets scanned against high value merchandise. Now this is a classic example of replacing barcodes. So suppose if a customer wants to buy a blanket which is worth, just an example, which is worth of 2000 rupees. So what he or she does, he or she swaps the barcode of a towel. Now which is a towel would be of 200 rupees. So a 200 rupees barcode gets swapped against 2000 rupees, then 800 rupees goes into Varanj. You know, so that is a shrinkage, it's a loss for the store, it's a shrinkage. So this is the way customer swaps. If the cashier is not vigilant enough to check what's the barcode is against the product, it would result into the shrinkage for the organization. Vendor theft, vendor representative under supplies and it goes unnoticed during receiving in GRN. So as there would be a, since I've stated earlier also that the stock receiving note is made of 10 pieces, the vendor supplies 9 pieces physically, it gets unnoticed at the entry when the stock is being received at the warehouse level, or when the security guard has done a mistake, the warehouse in charge has done a mistake, physically stock is not checked, and on trust or on lapse of on part of the duty, they don't count it. So that's a shrinkage from the vendor part. Vendor representative enters the restricted warehouse and steals any product. So second point is security guard has not done his duty. The vendor goes inside the back stock. He does a pilferage. He removes some stock and goes out and he's not been frisked. So there is shrinkage at the from the vendor part. Process lapse, process not adhered to correctly and completely at receiving, movement, storage and sales. So as I said earlier, any stock which comes from DC or which comes from the vendor directly, there is a process. There is a receiving bay where the stocks come, they are kept, the stock support person, the warehouse support staff, they sit, they count, they cross check against the GRN, they cross check against the stock receiving note. A third party security agency is also there, so that confirmation, two parties counted. Once the stock tallies with, the physical stock tallies with the stock receiving note, with the system generated invoice, the stocks are taken inside, the entries are made in the registers, the GRN number is generated in the system. So once the inverting is done in the system issues a GRN number. That GRN number is mentioned against the registers. There are a lot of standard operating procedures laid by a company, there is a format shared by the head office. So entry has to be made in the register, the stock warehouse, the person who's received, that person signs it, the security guard on the duty, he signs it. The documents are filed and kept for future references. The reasons known for shrinkage: documentation error, incomplete or incorrect documentation done for sales, returns and stock movement. So documentation error would be, and while inverting, it would be an example of 10 shirts come in which has been dispatched and entry is done of 9 pieces, so that's an incomplete, incorrect documentation. Wrong entry has been passed, so then one of the reasons. Again, when the stock is going out, so in case of sending 10 pieces, the system, the warehouse person has generated a invoice of 11 pieces, physically it's only 10, but in system it shows 11. Or it can happen vice versa, the system shows 10 pieces, the transfer note is made of 10 pieces, but physically 9 pieces have been sold, 9 pieces have been outwarded. So that's the issue while doing a returns, and that's the problem, that these are the possibility of two reasons of shrinkage with regards to stock movement, whether the stocks coming in or stocks going out. Documentation not completed in time. Now this can also happen that the, in case of perishable items or near expiry product, 10 pieces have been removed from the store and it kept in the back stock. Now documentation has not done, it would have resulted in products getting expired or documents get the product getting expired, or it has to be scrapped. So 10 pieces are removed and kept at the back stock, but out of which one got damaged and it's scrapped. So documentation is still done for 10, but it is done for the entire 10 pieces and not accounting for scrap. So that is an error from the warehouse person. Documentation is not completed on time, or probably in a haste. In case of apparels, or in case of pressure from the head office or from the regional office, that okay, you have not done outwarded, or some stock has to be sent back to the vendor as soon as possible. So instead of counting this stock, instead of sending 10 physical pieces versus 10 system count, 9 are sent or 11 is sent by mistake, and that's an error on documentation part. So that would result into shrinkage. Dual entries done by mistakes. So in case there are two warehouse person involved and one person goes on leave, so probably there is a miscommunication, and instead of sending 10 pieces against system, there is one outward done for 10 pieces, another person does another outward for 10 pieces. So physically 10 pieces have gone out, but system shows minus 20. So there are dual entries which are done by mistakes, which is a human error. It will again result into shrinkage. Billing accuracy, wrong SKU bill. So as I said, if a customer has bought a large size shirt, the barcode is missing, the cashier scans the medium size or an extra large size, wrong SKU is built. Or classic example is there are two variants available in Lay's, one is tomato flavor and one is onion and cheese. Instead of scanning the tomato flavor, he scans onion and cream one, and that results into inventory hotspot. Again, the stock management goes for a toss.